At Red Barn, our pet food ingredients work overtime. They aren't just there for show. Dandelion greens work to maintain a healthy digestive system. Salmon oil works to enhance the immune system. Green-lipped mussels work to support joint health. These hard-working ingredients support your dog's active, healthy life. Look at the label. We want you to. Red Barn Naturals Pet Food. Simply the best. Find it in your local pet specialty store. Visit redbarninc.com/coupon to save a dollar off your first can.
Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to the Wealth and Wisdom Hour. I'm your host, Jaden Sterling, and I'm broadcasting from my home in St. Petersburg, Florida, overlooking the bay. It's absolutely beautiful today. And today I'm truly blessed. I have such a special guest with me. And before I introduce her, I wanted to update everyone on Project Prosperity 30-30-30, which is a free program that I was guided to launch on International Angel Day. And basically, the program is my response to all the people who have contacted me seeking advice during this very difficult economic environment. The program's intention is simple, and it's to work with people who are willing to work with themselves to actually help themselves by either reducing their debt by 30% or to increase their income by 30%. And they're doing this all within 30 days. And after the 30 days is up, we'll get together on a conference call to share the results and find out what's working for folks and, you know, what we can improve upon and how we can really make a difference in people's lives. So also on that call, I will pick two more people to personally coach. Now, if you're not picked, don't worry. Everyone is still benefiting by doing the work that we're going to be talking about on the call and that I'll be sending you through emails. So you're setting the intention for increasing your prosperity through your thoughts, through your beliefs, and through your actions. Now, I'm mentioning all this to you because my angels have guided me to open the program to everyone who wants to participate. So it's going to go beyond just for the people who were at International Angel Day at that event. It's for anyone who is listening and wants to participate. So if you want to sign up, go to my website. It's thewealthquest.com. Go to the home page and enter your email under the newsletter opt-in. And then you'll be guided to the Project Prosperity link, which you click on. The program, again, is free. And when you join, you'll receive an email with all the details. Now, for those who joined on International Angel Day, our first call will be October 20th at 6 p.m. That's West Coast time or Pacific time. I also put up a Project Prosperity 30-30-30 Facebook page, so please visit that page and click on the like button and then tell your friends too. So, you know, let's really get the word out. You know, we have to remember that we choose our experiences in life, and when we have clear intentions and focused thought, we can be abundant regardless of what's happening in the economy, regardless of what's happening around us. So on that note, it gives me great pleasure to introduce you to a person who has truly made a positive difference in my life. She's Doreen Virtue. Doreen is a best-selling Hay House author of over 20 books. She holds a PhD in counseling and clinical psychology. She is a lifelong clairvoyant. She also has a band called Obsidian where she plays guitar. She travels all over the world speaking and sharing her amazing message. Doreen also can be heard every Wednesday on Hay House Radio, and she has been on numerous TV and radio shows, including The View, The Oprah Show, CNN. And now, Doreen, you can add the Wealth and Wisdom Hour to your list. So, Doreen, how are you?
I'm good, Jaden. It's so wonderful to be with you, my friend, and to talk about this very timely and important topic with you.
That's wonderful. I know we tried earlier in the year, and it just, you know, our schedules conflicted. So now that we're together, it's like we were saying, it's just perfect timing. You know,
mm-hmm.
that people need this kind of information. They need your products, and you know, I think I was reflecting this morning when I was running on the beach about what I've learned from you, and I think the biggest thing that I can take from it is regardless of what is happening in my life, you know, whether it's personally or professionally, I just have a comfort knowing that, you know, the angels are with me and they're guiding us every step of the way.
Absolutely. And you're such a great living example of that, Jaden, by your following your intuition in your business and your personal life, and your success is an inspiration to others who wonder, does it work? And yes, it does.
Well, thank you for that. And I, you know, I feel the same with you. I feel like you are leading by example, that when someone really does connect with their authentic self and they truly live their life purpose, that, you know, everything will work out. It's just a matter mm-hmm. of having the courage to speak their truth.
Yeah, it's a lot of courage a lot of times. And Valentine emphasizes that. That's Valentine the psychic Sheltie, who anytime we're talking on the radio and there's something important, she always emphasizes it. So
sure,
she says, Valentine says, always speak your truth.
Always, and, yes.
And, you know, so much right now with this grassroots movement called the Wall Street Occupy, or Occupy Wall Street movement going on, that you know, I think it's a good start. I think that it's a real good time for people to speak up, whether it's personally or, in the case of Occupy Wall Street, so globally. We have to speak our truth. Otherwise, you're being occupied by fear of what might happen, and that's a control issue that never leads us down a good path.
Mm-hmm. You know, I'm glad you brought that up, because I noticed that you are, would you consider yourself an activist? Or?
Oh, yes, definitely. I would call myself a discerning activist. You know, I really pray for guidance and only go with activities that really feel right. And so I did stand out with a sign at the Hawaii version of Occupy Wall Street a couple of days ago, because I feel really good about it. I do feel like it needs to be fine-tuned and tweaked a little bit, but gosh, it's a good step in the right direction. Mostly that it's calling attention to topics that have been kind of hush-hush for a while, and gets the conversation going. That's what I think is important.
Yeah, for sure. I have a sense that this will have a ripple effect.
Yes.
Is that what you're feeling as well?
I definitely am. I have a really good feeling about it. I've been on OccupyWallStreet.org's website and really, you know, kind of looked at what's their motive behind this. And I really feel like it's very pure. I feel like it's an outlet for the generation we call the Indigos to talk about their angst. And now the older generations are joining in. My friend Deepak Chopra is leading a meditation at Wall Street Occupy, you know, for them. And a lot of celebrities are joining in. There's a lot of people donating to help these kids who are standing out, you know, day and night on Wall Street, and many of them getting arrested for doing so. It reminds me of when I was a little girl. It was the tail end of the Vietnam War, and there was a lot of protesting going on with the race riots and, you know, the Watts riots and such. And I remember that's my first impression of this world, is that when people get out and say something, things change and happen. And my mom took me door to door to get petitions signed. And I really think that when we get involved, we can make a positive difference. And it feels good to be making that positive difference. Sitting there and complaining doesn't feel good, but taking action always does.
It does. That's such a good point. I mean, I know how good I feel when I do something as simple as recycling, you know, when I can just take that and drop that off. And, it truly does make a difference.
Yeah, you know, you're doing the right thing, and the universe is applauding you, and you can feel it at some level.
So are you, you know, there may be some folks who are listening where this is new to them when we talk about angels and guidance, that there's actually a spiritual realm, and I believe it wholeheartedly. You know, I've seen the evidence and proof of my life, and what can we say to them to help them sort of open their eyes to, you know, life, it doesn't have to be difficult, that we do have that support and that guidance. I mean, do you encounter people where it's the first time they've ever heard of support from the spiritual realm? Or
Yes, I do. I meet people a lot who have heard of angels at, you know, at Christmas time or maybe at church or temple, but they haven't really put it into practice in a practical way on a daily basis. And so I really do consider myself a kindergarten teacher in many ways, where I help people to understand the basics, that just like we all have a brain and lungs and a heart, we all have these guardians around us. And you can actually, you know, some of the digital cameras can show the presence of these beings as unique forms of white light around people's shoulders. Kirlian cameras, of course, have picked up on their presence for years. And I do have it on good authority that there'll be machines akin to PET scans and CAT scans that will pick up on who's around us within a few short years. So they're very real. And these guides are personally assigned to each of us throughout our lives to help us with a few things. One is to do the right thing, like you were talking about recycling, help us to live from our higher consciousness, and to protect us, to comfort us when we're feeling down, help us with health, healing, all sorts of things. The thing is, the guides are there, but they respect our free will choices. They don't only respect them, they abide by them. So we have to ask for their involvement before they're allowed to help us. And that's the important point that I'm continuously, like a broken record, teaching, because people are always asking me, if God's real, why is there suffering? How come, you know, children are, this happens? And I never take a blame the victim approach ever. I think that's cruel. But what I do say is that your angels are there, but their wings are tied unless you ask for their help. And people say, well, God knows what I need. You know, the angels know what I need. And it doesn't work that way. They are waiting for you to ask for the help. And then the next step is, how do I ask for help? And the good news is, it doesn't matter how. And what matters is that you do ask for help. So you can think the thought, help me with this. You can say it. You can even scream it. You know, a lot of people in anger say, is anyone out there? You can write to the angels. And it's not blasphemous. They're one with God. They're one with you. They are messengers of God. That's what their name means. They're non-denominational. They don't require you to belong to any certain religion. They don't need you to be saint-like or perfect. They're just there. Like everyone has lungs, everyone has angels. And if someone is skeptical, I respect that, but what I tell them to do is be like a good scientist and just experiment with this hypothesis before either accepting it or rejecting it. So whatever you need help with, try this. Ask for help from the angels and see what happens.
I absolutely love that. And it's such a comforting feeling to know that the guidance and the help is there. You know, I often share with people who I know that this is their first introduction to guidance from the angelic realm, and I'll say, you know, just think about having a group of beings outside your office door who are enlightened, they're educated, they know what your purpose is, what your desires are, and they're there fully waiting to help, but you have to open the door and invite them in.
Mm-hmm. Right, and I love that you are talking about angels, Jaden, because sometimes people are mistakenly thinking that angels are the realm of, you know, women only, or they're kind of childhood fantasies, like unicorns. They think unicorns are fantasies. And so you're such a living example of a man, first of all, and then secondly, a man who's had worldly success. And third, your worldly success has come because you have listened to your angels. So for those who are you know, more familiar with my work than Jaden's, I would encourage you to look up and see what he's done. You retired at what age by listening to your angels?
31.
31. You retired twice, if I remember.
Yeah, good memory, yes.
Yeah, so, I mean, that's a remarkable testimony to working with angels. And it's not just been for you financially. It's been in your love life. You've got a successful relationship. You're healthy. And it works. So people who think that working with angels is fluffy or woo-woo, I think that they're really missing out on something that can not only help with worldly success, but most of all with feeling happy and safe. Because when you know you've got these guides with you, you just feel protected and you don't worry about the future so much. You don't worry about mortality as much. And it really allows you, frees you up to do what you came here to do.
That's the key, isn't it? That's it. And thank you for your kind words. And I just have to share with you, you know, I'm discerning as to whose teachings that I follow and whose, you know, books that I read, because we only have so much time and I'm very cautious. And I love everything that you put out. I love your work. You know, it my life changed really when I worked with you in Hawaii for that week. It just completely opened up, and I will be forever grateful to you for that.
Aww.
So thank
good.
You. Are you still doing courses for people, or?
I am only doing courses where other people are producing them. So I had a really busy year where I'm going around the world teaching, and so my next 3-day certification course is in Australia in December, and it's just like Angel Therapy Practitioner course, but in Australia they call it Angel Intuitive, and I'll be teaching in Australia. Valentine likes that. I'll be teaching in Italy this year.
Are you? Where in Italy?
Right outside of Florence.
Love Florence.
And so I'm really excited about that. That's in November. And also I'll be in Arizona, Florida, in Tampa, and I'll be lots of places. Oh, Pennsylvania, too.
Pennsylvania. Wonderful. So you're really, you're just
I'm
walking
a jet
the talk.
Setter.
You're a jet setter, living the dream, living the wonderful life, and then being able to just really open people's hearts and minds to this incredible resource that they have available, and to find that there is an easier way, isn't there?
And you know that when I say there's an easier way, sometimes that gets people's bristles up. I don't know if you've found that with people you talk to, because I've had people say, well, aren't you supposed to suffer, or doesn't suffering lead to personal growth or spiritual growth? And I'll always say, yes, definitely. Pain definitely brings about big spiritual growth, but so does peace. In fact, peace brings about more spiritual growth, plus it inspires other people around you and helps your children to feel safer and happier when you're happy. So the goal and the big intention for all of us is to really reconnect with our inner peace as much as we can.
And which brings me to the idea of, you know, the wealth and wisdom factor. The show is called Wealth and Wisdom, and I'm curious, in your life, how do you personally combine the two?
Well, it's interesting. I grew up very, not poor, but, you know, we weren't very wealthy. And my dad quit his aerospace engineering job when I was 6 years old, and my mom was a housewife. So suddenly we went from having a secure income to no income. And my little brother would have been 4, I was 6. And we had just bought a brand new home in Southern California. I had a mortgage. And I watched my parents, and they got us very involved, manifest their needs. For instance, soon after Dad quit his job, our car broke, our one car. And in California, you have to have a car. So he bought a little Hot Wheels die-cast model car and put it on top of the television set and had my brother and myself and my mom and him every day look at that little Hot Wheels car. It was a Pinto, a Ford Pinto.
Right.
And just imagine that it was full size and paid off sitting in our driveway right then. And he had us use our whole body to imagine that was so right now. And in about under 3 months, the car was ours, the exact car, the color that it was, brown and everything. It was paid off. And it wasn't by magic. It was just through the law of attraction that by affirming this, it came to us. And so I watched them do that my whole life. They still do that. They're still happy, healthy, in their 80s. And they just affirm and visualize whatever they need. So I learned from an early age to not focus on the numbers in the bank account at all, but just to focus on what are the needs I have, and then just thank it for being so right now. And then there's always been enough that way. And the only times in my life when I've had the financial hiccups has been when I've been focused on the numbers and the, you know, what's in my checking account, what's in my savings account, how much are the bills, the surface or the illusion part.
Right. Wow, that is such a beautiful story. You know, I often find and hear from people that it's sort of like there's a little bit of a Mexican standoff when it comes to stepping into their purpose because they say, oh, you know, I'll wait on the universe.
Yes.
You know, I'm going to wait for that. But my experience is, you know, the universe is there providing you, on, you know, open arms, everything that you need to have your, you know, have the bills paid, to have your business become successful, to meet that special partner, you know, that life partner. You know, what is it that, in your opinion, and you've taught all over the world, what, since 95, so it's been many, many years. You've met a lot of people, and what do you see as, what's the big thing holding people back from that, do you think?
You hit the nail on the head, Jaden, that whole, I'll wait till my bills are paid off, I'll wait till I graduate, I'll wait till I get divorced or married, I'll wait till I move, that whole procrastinating their purpose, the ego calls it, it's the ego's delay tactic, and it's because there's this fear of both success and failure simultaneously with the ego that paralyzes people. And so getting in touch with those fears is essential. You know, really just meditating and sitting there saying, what am I afraid of? What's the fear behind this that's paralyzing me? And
Valentine loves what you're saying, by the way.
I know. She's very worked up and passionate about that point.
Yes, she's in complete agreement, Doreen.
Yes, we have sound effects on this show.
That's right. Walton Winsome and barking.
Yes. What are the fears that are holding me back? And just really facing them honestly with yourself is such an essential key to this. And then once you face the fears, take a look at what is it that I want to do with my life? You know, what if I only knew I only had a year left, what would I do? What changes would I make to my life right now? And then realize that none of us ever know how long we're going to be here. And delaying things just doesn't make any sense. The universe works that first you do the steps and then the money follows, not the other way around. If you wait for the money, you'll wait a long, long, long time. And then the third step I want to say that I know you know this also, Jaden, is that you have to do the human effort. We can't just sit there and visualize a bushel of money coming down our chimney, you know, like Santa Claus is going to pay off our bills. We have to really pray, meditate, and then listen for action steps. Ask for action steps. What can I do? What can I do? What can I do? And a lot of times the guidance they give us makes no sense, does it? And we've got to walk on faith and do those action steps and, you know, get off of the computer and get away from the TV set and get away from the things that can waste our time and really go out there and do the work. You know, when I'm writing books, I'm not playing out with my friends. I'm sitting there at the computer typing. And, you know, there's things that can look like sacrifices, but it really, to me, I look at it as priorities. In every moment, you have a choice. How are you going to spend this moment? What are you going to do to make a difference in this moment?
I love that. You know, you said something in Hawaii that has stuck with me and forever will. You said that once you take a step, the universe will show you the next step to take. You don't have to know, you don't have to know every single step to take. Just trust that once you start walking toward your goal or, you know, toward your life purpose, that the steps will be revealed. And that was so powerful because, you know, most people, even people who I work with will, you know, want to know right away, well, you know, how am I going to, you know, how am I going to achieve this or that? I know you hear it all the time too.
Oh yeah. Yeah. I always hear that people want God to hand them the script and then they'll review the script ahead of time and, you know, bargain and negotiate with God. Well, page 42, I want to change this, God. And that's not how it works with the plan. Right. It really is, like you said, one step at a time. So meditate, what do I do now, today? Then you do that, and then you're given the next assignment, the next assignment. And I've learned two things. One is the how, H-O-W, is up to God or the universal mind. That's one with your mind. So it's not God's will being imposed on you, you know, because that always brings up our inner rebel, doesn't it?
Sure.
But it's just the infinite wisdom that we call God already knows exactly how it's going to work out. And so it's a matter of asking one step at a time. The second thing I learned through all this, Jaden, is that it's sometimes better not to know how it's going to work out because you'll get scared and intimidated. If I had foreseen all the things I'd be doing, I probably would have said, no way. No way is this little housewife going to get on stage in New York City or go on Oprah. You know, that you find someone braver than me. But because I wasn't told all that ahead of time, they kind of snuck up on me. I was able
exactly.
to build up the courage. And so by the time I got on stage in New York, by the time I, you know, got to meet all these amazing people and do amazing things, I was stronger. I was ready. So sometimes peeking into the future, even though the control issues want that, isn't the best idea.
Exactly. I love how honest you are. You know, it's because people can look at you who don't really know you and say, oh, you know, she has everything. Like, you know, of course she can talk to the angels. Of course she can do anything and everything. But then they look at themselves and go, but what about me? You know, how
right.
do I create that for my life? And so I really, really appreciate you being so candid with your journey, because it's not like you came from a very wealthy family and everything
no.
was handed to you.
Oh, gosh, no. And still, you know, to this day, there's human challenges that I face, that we all face. And it's not whether your life is perfect. It's how you deal with what comes to you that matters. That's the part of spiritual growth. So if problems arise, how are you dealing with them? Not whether you don't have problems. You know, I don't
exactly.
pretend to be perfect ever. But what I do that I feel good about is that I learn from the things I go through and do my best not to repeat negative patterns.
That's it, isn't it? It's just it's like one big experiment, right? You just kind of go through life and you figure out what works and what doesn't, and do more
yep.
of what works and less of what doesn't.
Right, and along the way, forgive yourself and everyone else.
Oh, powerful. That just went right to my heart. Oh, I love that. And forgive yourself first. You said that first. Yep. Not everyone else, but forgive yourself.
Well, that's who we hold the biggest grudges toward. We hold grudges toward ourselves for what we think we've done or not done. And that guilt is the biggest burden and the lowest energy of them all.
Wow. Well, I just want you to know that I finally finished my book. I know we talked about it a few years ago, but it's finished. It's called Sixth Sense for Success.
Oh, that's say it again. That's such a great title.
Sixth Sense for Success.
Love it, Jaden. That's perfect. As
Good.
You know, I emphasize titles.
Yes, I know you like titles. Yes.
Mm-hmm.
And,
love the title. Mm-hmm.
Okay, good, good. Well, I'm going to launch it December 1st, so thank you for all your support with that. But you're right, you know, my experience was like people will look at my life and go, oh, you know, he makes things happen so easily and life is so beautiful for him. And it is. I'm truly blessed and grateful. However, writing this book, Doreen, I have to share with you, was a big kick in the butt for me.
Mm-hmm.
It was like, I mean, I'm just in utter amazement that you've written over 20, because for me to write this first one, I had to really overcome my self-imposed limitations, because I would sit down and write and I would tell myself, I'm not a writer. I can't do this.
Mm-hmm.
So I tortured myself, basically, you know?
Yeah.
And then finally, when I gave that up and I stopped eating, and I started writing more, I was
mm-hmm.
able to just allow it to flow, to tap into all of the support from the angelic realm that I had. And the book just, it ended up coming out beautifully. So I completely get what you're saying. I know that my listeners understand what you're saying, because we all have an experience, regardless of, you know, what it looks like from the outside in terms of our life, you know, that we all have challenges and struggles. It's not that we don't. It's just a matter of, like you say, how do you respond to those?
Mm-hmm, exactly. And really figuring out what are my priorities, what are my passions, and then making sure you put time into your priorities and passions every day and not letting yourself get off the path. It requires a tremendous amount of self, I guess the word would be discipline, but that sounds so harsh. But, you know, self-monitoring, maybe a better word, so that you know, just like we are careful and discerning about what we eat and what we drink, it's the same way with how do you spend your time. And for you to write a book, you had to monitor your time. You had to really say, okay, instead of doing that, I'm going to sit here and write this book. And look what happened as a result.
Exactly. Now, do you, because I know you're traveling quite a bit, but when you're home, do you spend time each day writing?
I actually use spare moments. For me, everyone's different, of course, in their style, but for me what works well is I love writing on an airplane because it's completely uninterrupted, and I pray that airplanes stay internet-free for as long as possible because
right.
It's wonderful to have a place where there's no, you know, possibility of doing emails or other distractions. And also, there's something about being at 30,000 feet. I can really access across the veil even more clearly. And then at home, what I do is I just leave the manuscript open, and I go to it back and forth throughout the day. So I might sit there and write maybe off and on 6 or 7 times on a manuscript instead of a big chunk of time.
Mm-hmm.
And I find that that works real well with people who have other areas of their life where they're multitasking. Now, when I wrote the book, The Lightworker's Way, that was a little different. That's in that book, I actually kind of went into a cave for 3 months and shut off the phone, shut off the internet, and just wrote for 3 solid months. I mean, I still was a mom. The kids were still young, so I was taking care of them. But that was about the only other thing I was doing besides writing at that time. But that was the only time I ever had that luxury of that experience. And I remember people were getting angry with me and misunderstanding why I wasn't returning their calls and such. But I just needed to do that for the book Lightworker's Way. For the other books, I tend to surface more and then go back in and write.
Mm-hmm. And always through the through your guides, right? The angelic guidance
mm-hmm.
that you receive.
Always, yeah. I consider myself a secretary, and
okay.
I had good training because I put myself through college as a secretary. You know, that's how I paid my bills when I was going through college. And I used to take dictation from my bosses. It would be, you know, at that time it was a cassette tape. I would listen to their voice and I'd type. And so I got really fast at typing, which was perfect training ground for what I do now. Because I hear a voice in my right ear, and it tells me everything to write, and I know it's Archangel Michael. And pretty much whatever you're reading in my books is the first draft of what the voice said. There's very little editing I have to do, so that makes it so that I can be prolific.
Mm-hmm.
And
wow,
he's a great co-writer.
Incredible.
He has no ego, and there's no power struggles or anything.
So your son, Charles, introduced me to Archangel Nathaniel.
Yes.
And I was so grateful for that because I call on him all the time. I find that it's funny because he shows up to me with a clipboard.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
So, you know, so he really does help me with my tasks, and he helps me prioritize the tasks. And I'm wondering, is that like one of the archangels to work with in terms of for business people who are entrepreneurs who are working toward building their business and such?
Oh, yes. Nathaniel, who, as you mentioned, my son Charles, that's his primary guide. Nathaniel is the archangel of making life changes in a positive way. Now, he's as you found, he's pretty intense. And
mm-hmm.
so he's the angel that if you really want to reorganize and kind of out with the old, in with the new, call on him. But only if you're ready for that big of a change, that sudden of a change. Like you said, he comes with the clipboard. He's very very much a nudging or a prompting angel who will make sure that you get things done that you need to get done. And I also love for business people to work with Archangel Metatron, who, as you know, is the primary angel of the Kabbalah, who in the Bible was the prophet Enoch, who ascended and became one of the first archangels who came from the human realm. So Metatron is the angel who can shift and warp and increase the appearance and experience of earthly time. So someone who feels like they don't have enough time to get everything done should definitely be calling on Metatron, and they'll get the experience of having two or three more hours in the day and a lot more energy. And that way, if you're working a full-time job, you'll have that extra time to work on your priority. Again, just make sure you're discerning with how you use those extra two or three hours. You know, don't squander them. You know, time is money, literally.
I agree with you. Exactly. Well, Doreen, are you... shall we take a few callers? We have...
I would love that. Do we have anyone who wants to talk to us?
We have a bunch of people who want to talk.
Yay.
So let's go with, we'll just take the first one and see who this is here. Hello, caller.
Hello.
Hello, hi, who's this?
This is Debbie O'Brien.
Hi, Debbie, you're on the air with Doreen and Jaden. How are you?
Oh my God, I did not know you were going to make me the first caller. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
I want to say to you, Jaden, and to Doreen, thank you for everything that you do. You're truly a blessing in this world, and I am so inspired by the both of you.
Thank you for saying that.
Okay, I'm going to read this real quick because so it makes a little bit of sense. Twice over this last year, I have seen angel wings over me when I wake up in the morning. Would that be my guardian angel? And does my guardian angel have a name? And if so, how can I find out the name of my angel?
Okay. Well, Debbie, as I tune into you, what they showed me was that the wings you're seeing are a symbol of your guardian angel. So yes, it is your guardian, but it's more from your guardian angel. You have many angels around you, and what they're doing with this symbol is helping you to feel safe, and they're just trying to say to you, yes, we are with you. We watched you while you were sleeping, like you asked. We want you to know you're here. You can relax your guard. You can really enjoy your life. Does that make sense?
Yes, it does make a lot of sense.
Like I said, you have a lot of angels around you. I feel like you had a grandparent praying for you and continuously sending you angels. And so there's more angels than I could count or get all the names of. But one of the primary angel names that I'm hearing when I tune in is the name Sebastian. And that's not a famous angel. That's your personal guardian angel that is with you at all times. And is just letting me know that this angel is helping you with your health and healing as well as protection for you.
Beautiful. Wow. Thank you. I was... trying to get a name, and I knew it started with an S, and I thought it was Samuel, and I didn't feel like that was the right name, but mm-hmm. Sebastian makes a lot of sense.
Great.
Okay. Well,
now
thank
that you
again.
Got the name, you talk to Sebastian and get even closer to him.
I will. Oh, I will. We'll be best buds.
Yes.
Definitely. Okay, I want you to take other calls. I don't want to take up any more of your time, but thank you so much for all that you do.
Thanks for calling, Debbie.
No problem.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Okay, let's go to. So Doreen, she heard the S. She just need a little tweaking. You tweaked
it. That's right.
That's wonderful.
That's
okay,
she's already hearing her angels.
Exactly. Hello, you're on the air with Jaden and Doreen. How are you?
Hello?
Hello, caller. Hi, who's this?
Hello.
Hi. Are you there?
Hi. We can hear you. You might want to just turn down your radio there. That'll help. Help you hear us a little better.
Hi, I'm Jessica, and I just have a question, Doreen. Is there any messages for me from my angels?
Yes, Jessica. Did you lose a relative, a female relative, who was really close to you?
Not recently. Probably it's my ancestor. They like to come around.
Okay, because there's a female woman next to you, and she's showing me the sign of detox. Have you been getting the guidance to detox your body?
Yes.
Okay, because that's the main message I'm getting for you, Jessica, is they're saying it has to do with slow down, get out of the race, and clean out your drawers, clean out your body. It's kind of like they want you to just stop. like you've gotten caught up in something that's not your own dream. And I feel like this might have to do with your career, too.
Yeah, you're right. You're definitely right on that.
Okay, and so just get off the treadmill is what they're saying is a metaphor, not literally. I mean, they'd love you to run on a treadmill. But it's more like just get out of the rat race, stop. And then when I heard clean out your drawers, I got that it would be a detox of your house, too. So I'm going to call an Archangel Michael to clear the energy of your house. But it's also going to be some spring, it's not spring right now, but some spring cleaning of any clutter in your house. You know, if you can get a book on feng shui and kind of clear the energy of your house by moving physical objects, that would be helpful. And then it is time for you to detox your body. They show me by Christmas time you're going to be feeling a lot better and will have more clarity because you've had fuzzy thinking lately. You've kind of felt like you were trapped in a cycle.
Yeah.
And they show by Christmas, they show that you're going to have ideas and light. And don't worry about what those ideas are right now or what the solutions are right now. Just focus on the getting ready for them by cleaning things out.
Okay. And I have one more question. My son always says that he sees Archangel Michael and Raphael. I know it's true, but is there anything they're doing for him that I should become aware of?
I feel like with your son, it's about in his bedroom, there's been some lower energies. And that's true with a lot of sensitive children. It's like bringing dust home on the bottom of their shoes home from wherever they are. And so a lot of sensitive children, unfortunately, lower energies can come around them. So
okay.
I see Archangel Michael is clearing his bedroom. And so,
okay.
And just I want to see you just take that to a more conscious level of asking Archangel Michael to literally vacuum the home of lower energies every day. Oh, they're showing me the sign that you're highly sensitive too.
Yes, we both
and
are.
So, highly sensitive people can be like kitchen sponges that take on the kind of dirtier energy without intending to. They just do it unconsciously, and then they bring it in their house, and then the energy gets trapped in their house. So it's nothing to be afraid of because the fear energy would just add to it all. It's a matter of taking care of it by calling in the holy housekeepers led by Archangel Michael. So just ask every day, just ask Michael, please clear the energy in the house. That's all you have to do, and it's done.
Okay, thank you so much.
Okay, honey.
Thanks for calling.
Thank you.
Doreen, that's great advice. I love that. I mean, everyone can abide by that. You know, it would just change their life just by doing something that simple.
That's right. And, you know, I see a change in her career coming up for next year. But if she starts to worry about that right now, it's premature.
Mm-hmm. Okay,
so
great.
Let's go. Instead, just focus on what's at hand.
What's at hand, exactly.
Mm-hmm.
Hello, caller, you're on the air with Jaden and Doreen.
Hello?
Hello, hi, who's this?
This is Elka.
Elka, how are you?
I'm good, Jaden, how are you?
Good, are you there with my beautiful fiancé?
I sure am.
Oh, that's wonderful. Doreen, we have an office phone call today.
Oh, great.
Mm-hmm.
Great, hi.
Hi, Doreen.
How are you?
I'm good, how are you?
Good. Did you have a question?
I would like to know if you can tell me what my message would be at this moment in time.
Okay. All right. So for you, Elka, they're showing me that you were raised to be have really high standards to the point of perhaps perfectionism.
Mm-hmm.
And that's okay to have high standards. That's actually admirable. What the balance your angels are trying to strike with you, Elka, is to not be hard on yourself or to be really gentle and kind with yourself if you feel like you missed the mark in any way, if you feel like,
okay,
I should be more perfect, I should, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
They really want you to have a kind of a sense of humor with yourself about, and really knowing and acknowledging I did the best I could. And isn't that great that I did the best I could? Hoo-hoo! And not compare yourself to others and think, oh, I should be at this place in my life right now. Or, you know, because that's kind of toxic, harsh energy to push yourself that hard.
Right, right.
They show me that there's a lot of accolades around you. They're showing me awards, things you've accomplished. And it's really a good idea to stop and say, isn't it wonderful all I've done? And you won't lose your momentum by doing that. It's okay to be a kind of gentle boss with yourself.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Thank you. Can I also ask if there's any messages for my son?
Okay, and what's your son's name?
Jackson.
Jackson? Is it with an X or a CK?
A CK.
Okay. And the reason I ask for how names are spelled is it does make a difference in the energy that I'm reading. Okay, Jackson. Jackson's coming across as the love of your life, and that together you get excited about life. He's one of your energetic or your spiritual soulmates. You've
mm-hmm.
been together through many lifetimes. You were waiting for him throughout your whole life. And when he came into your life, it was just the greatest moment of joy. Okay, this is a message for you again. He's fine. Don't go into worry about something's going to happen to him. They're saying that that's from a past lifetime where you were together and then he was taken from you. They're saying in this lifetime you're together joyously for a long, long, long time. So you can relax and just be really in the moment and enjoy yourself with him.
Oh, good. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. He is the great love of your life.
Yeah, he sure is.
He looks like he's a real joy. You're lucky.
Yes. Thank you so much, Doreen.
You're welcome. Nice to meet you, Elka.
Nice to meet you. Bye, Jaden.
Bye, Elka.
Bye.
Oh, that was wonderful. The love of her life. That's so sweet.
Yeah, she's got a beautiful relationship with him and vice versa. Mm.
Okay, let's see who this is here. Hello, hi, who's this?
Paige.
Hi, Paige. You're on the air with Jaden and
oh
Doreen.
My
How are you?
Hi, Paige.
I'm sorry. I'm so excited that I'm talking to you. Oh.
It's okay.
Oh my goodness.
It's okay. Take a deep breath. It'll be okay.
There's a slight echo, Paige. Would you turn down your radio, honey?
I don't have it on.
Oh, you don't? Okay, that's just the echo here.
Let me take another handset. Hold on.
Okay. Let's try
that. Is that better?
Yeah.
Much better.
Okay, I'm sorry. I just had a moment there.
That's okay. So, Paige, do you spell your name with an I?
Yeah, it's Paige Stevenson.
P-A-I-G-E?
Stevenson, all E's. I just had it changed into Calabarian style.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Cavalier,
and did you have a question,
sweetheart? Yes, I did. I was just listening to talking about Nathaniel and Metatron
mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
For business. But, like, Jaden, I'm attending your course in November in Calgary.
Okay, great.
And I'm at such a crossroads in the money market. As you know, in Canada, we don't have the same situation as the States does, but personally, I do. Now, I'm not, you know, bankrupt or anything, but I just feel like I'm always going paycheck to paycheck, and I would like to know which angel can help me with this.
Jaden, this seems
right
up your alley.
Yeah, well. If I understand your question, you're wanting to know who you can call on to help you increase your income, or what are you?
I just need to know that I'm doing the right thing with my money. I'm not talking the finite things. I'm just talking in general. You know, I've tried to get past, you know, the money doesn't grow on trees, we aren't the Joneses, all those cliché-ish things. I know that I am abundant. I know all that.
Yes.
But
yes.
on another level, I don't know it.
Okay, Paige,
okay,
I just
Paige,
pulled three
just cards
pulled
three
from my
Wealth and Wisdom
deck.
Okay.
And there's still an echo.
Still
that's,
an
echo.
That's,
I don't know why.
Well, anyway, the first card is negotiate.
And
what they're saying
there is that
this would be the time
for
you
to
Contact your creditors, and anyone
and
who
anyone
could
potentially
lower your bills
your
that, you're,
bills
already
that
paying.
You're already paying.
Yeah, I only have one credit card.
Okay, so
contact them
like
you're.
I feel like you're
maxed out.
Maxed
like
out,
not only
like, not only
stress level
stress
wise,
level
like
wise,
you're mm-hmm. just you're just it's just too much stress
too
that
much
you're taking
stress
on.
That you're taking on.
Mm-hmm.
The good news is
good
I pulled
is
two
I
other
pulled
cards.
Two other
the one
cards.
Is the one divine, is guidance,
divine guidance.
And then forgive.
And then forgive.
And
it
echoes
pretty
it
much
what pretty
Doreen
much said earlier
said that
earlier that
it's important
to
forgive
yourself
first.
So I would take
so
some
I would
time,
take some
Paige,
time
if I were you, and really
you
do
and
some
really
work,
do some
forgiveness
work,
forgiveness work, more about forgiving yourself,
forgiving yourself
if you feel that
you've
made
that
any
you've made any
choices
that
have
that
had
have
a negative
had
impact,
a negative
on, your
impact
life.
On your life.
Mm-hmm.
And that way,
and
it'll,
that free, up
it'll free up
the energy
for opportunities,
opportunities to come
for you to
explore
other
opportunities.
Because
mm-hmm.
the
you're holding yourself back, but you kind of are because you're not being able to step into who you truly are, your authentic self, because I feel you do have incredible gifts that need to come forward.
And I'm glad you're coming
to
the course in November, so we'll work
together
a lot more closely
during
that weekend.
So, and Doreen, sorry, I'm so overwhelmed with just being able to speak to both of you. But Doreen, next weekend I'm taking your angel practitioner course here in Canada with Cindy Smith. She's an ATP with you.
Oh, okay.
And
well, just to emphasize,
I'm the only one who can make someone an angel therapy practitioner.
Okay,
that's
sorry.
Gonna be
that's
her,
gonna be
her own style
her
of the course.
Of the course.
They can teach the material, but to become an angel therapy practitioner, you'd have to go through angeluniversity.com. But I'm glad you're doing that. I'm glad you're taking the course with Jaden. And I just
want
to emphasize that
what
Jaden
said
was
very,
very
powerful.
And I want to make sure that you stay in the moment and really hear that. There's a little bit of an impression I have that you might be
not hearing him.
What he said
well,
is
that's
forgive,
my denial,
yourself forgive yourself for what you think
what
you've
you
done
think
to free,
done
up,
to
the
free
energy,
up the energy
so that you can
so that
really
you can
hear
what's
next
for
you.
And
if you're
taking
an angel
course
that
will really
help,
really
and Jade's
help,
course,
course
will really help.
Really help.
But you can also
do
that
right
today.
Do what right today?
Exactly.
Exactly.
That's what
I'm
not getting.
You heard what he said. And I'm saying,
forgive
I'm
yourself,
laughing
Paige.
With love. I'm,
love.
The ego's
the
funny,
ego's
Paige.
Funny.
The ego
doesn't
want us
doesn't
to, hear,
want
the
to hear the guidance.
So we've got
so
to really
got to
focus
really
on
focus
what
on
the higher self hears. And so you may even want to, can you get this broadcast again, Jaden, through Blog Talk Radio? Can they hear
it? I can. It'll go right into the archives.
Okay. So what I want to ask, Paige, is there's, you know, our voices are echoing. So you're going to hear it three times, what Jaden said, because of the echo. Is listen to your reading again and really take his words to heart, because that was profound what he said to you. And it was exactly the answer you need to hear right now.
Okay.
Okay, sweetheart.
Okay.
Thank you, Paige.
Yeah, so it's a matter of really not only hearing the angels, but listening to them.
Exactly. Yes, thank you for clarifying that. Okay, let's. I think we have time for one more caller. Hello, caller, you're on the air.
Hello.
Hi, who's this?
This is Tracy from Calgary.
Hi, Tracy. How are you? It's Jaden and Doreen.
Hello, I'm doing well. How are you guys?
Good. Good to talk
Good.
To you.
Good. Wonderful. Well, I'm so excited, Doreen. I've read all of your books, and it's answered a lot of questions for me and a lot of the things that I've experienced throughout my lifetime. So I'm tickled to be able to chat with you this morning.
Yay.
So my first, well, my main question is, I have created a healing center here in Calgary, Alberta, Canada. Its name is Lazia Healing Center. And I'm just wondering if there's any blocks around the flow. Flow
okay.
of people, flow of healing, flow of abundance, all of that.
Yeah.
And if
yeah.
so, what can I do to remove it?
Okay. First of all, congratulations on following your guidance and opening a healing center. That's a dream for many people. And you did it. Hooray.
Thank you.
Secondly, whenever there's any kind of blocks, I look at the energy. And I'm sure Jaden's probably going to get some information, too, to corroborate and to add to this. But your energy inside the store or the healing center is clean. In fact, it smells so yummy inside your healing center, like some sort of flowery soap smell. It's a fabulous smell. But what I got was, I see that you put a seal of protection around the building, and it's too much. People can't get in.
Oh.
You overdid it with the protection, darling.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh,
so,
my
okay.
Goodness, right.
So here's what we
do instead. Go big or go home.
Yeah, Noelle, yeah. So instead of using, it looks like too dark of a light around there, you know, too dark
okay.
of a shade of purple. I'd rather see you put pink light around it.
Okay.
Pale pink light, which is the color of the Archangel Ariel, who's all about abundance and, you know, physical needs being met. But pink light allows love to permeate in both directions, so it's porous. So
okay.
you'll still have your protection, but then people will feel more invited to come in.
Oh, wonderful.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's fantastic. Is there a I can remove that today.
Mm-hmm.
Is there anything else I need to know around the healing center? Like, I see the potential is so huge, and I'm just so excited to share it with everyone. I just want to make sure that I'm running along as fast as I'm supposed to.
Jaden probably has something to say about that, I would imagine.
Yeah, and Tracy and I, we have the benefit of a close friendship, so we've talked,
okay.
and
mm-hmm.
and the you know, Tracy, it just comes back to what we said when we had the first reading, was that you're going to expand. Your center will be one of many that you will have, and this is the year for you that you just learned a lot about employees. You learned a lot about putting in place a structure that will allow you to easily duplicate it into other centers, and you're going to have just amazing abundance flowing through the door. And I love what Doreen said, because you and I talked about that grid that was put on there, that, you know, oftentimes we can overdo it, and then it blocks our best intentions, you know, are for protection, but then what Doreen said is it's actually blocking people from coming. So just making that shift to the pink energy or the pink light will be more inviting, more heart chakra color, more, you know, letting people be led to your center and through the front door.
Mm-hmm. Well, and that's fantastic. My thought was always, the more protection I put up, the more safe people will feel
yeah.
when they're here.
No, they can't get in. You put
in.
Up such a wall. It's like a castle moat.
Wow.
That's fantastic.
That's amazing. That is just so powerful, what you just said.
Well,
we can all learn from that.
The year has been amazing. Yeah. Well, thank you. And it has been a lovely experience. I'm so grateful that the angels guided me to this, because I am having a lot of fun, and it's just wonderful. So thank you so much for that. I appreciate it. And thanks, Doreen. Lovely to chat with you. And Jaden, I'll see you in a few weeks.
Look forward to it. Thanks,
Talk
Tracy.
Okay, bye.
Bye-bye. Oh, Doreen, you're good. You just do it so quickly and so effectively. I mean, you just saw exactly what needed to be to be handled on those calls. And thank you for sharing your time and your energy with us. It went by so quickly. I apologize to the callers that we couldn't get to. It's just
mm-hmm.
We'll do this again sometime. How about
definitely
that?
Definitely do this again. I'm so proud of you, Jaden. I just think that you have such an amazing gift to offer people. And it's an area that a lot of light workers feel uncomfortable talking about, money.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it's just wonderful that you open the doorway and help them to feel safe with manifesting abundance. So I hope people will continue to follow your work and attend your classes.
Oh, thank you so much for that. In fact, I know you have a radio show today, so
mm-hmm.
if you think of it, if you can mention the Project Prosperity 30-30-30, that would be wonderful.
Yeah, we'll continue this angel party in just 2 hours from now on HayHouseRadio.com, and I'll be taking calls then. And definitely if people call in about abundance, I will send them your way.
That sounds terrific. And
mm-hmm.
give Angie a big hug and kiss for me.
Yeah.
I love her. Is she she's doing well, right?
Angela Hartfield, she's doing real well. She's now making crystal jewelry through Kona Rock and Mineral Store. So it's beautiful healing necklaces.
Oh, that's great.
Mm-hmm.
And give Louise Hay a big birthday hug from the Wealth and Wisdom
yeah.
family. Her birthday is the 8th, right?
October. Yep, this Saturday. I'm heading out to San Diego to go to her 85th birthday party this weekend with Grant and
wonderful.
Melissa. Mm-hmm.
With Grant Melissa. Okay.
And,
well, have
Radley,
a wonderful.
Radley will be there too.
Oh, good. He's fun too.
Yeah.
Oh, Doreen, you're so wonderful. Thank you for your guidance, for your friendship, for your support. I really appreciate you, and just keep rocking the world.
Thank you, my friend. You too. Aloha.
Aloha. Well, there you have it, callers and listeners, the amazing Doreen Virtue. She is just so incredible. What a blessing that she gave us by stopping by and saying hello. And so next week, stop on by. I will be broadcasting same time, same bat channel. We'll be doing wealth and wisdom readings. Have a great week. Take care, everyone. Bye-bye.
We all love the lush green landscapes and forests in and around our Emerald City. But the green we don't love is the moss on our roofs. Thankfully, there is Moss Out. Moss is bad news for your roof. It collects leaves and debris, damages roof tiles, and can cause water to back up and seep through shingles into the roof structure, leading to costly repairs. That's where Moss Out comes in. Apply Moss Out during your fall cleanup or when placing holiday decorations to get rid of moss and protect your roof. Got moss? Get Moss Out.